How about nuts that ripen underground? What do you call those? Nuts that ripen underground?
Ripen underground?
Mm-hmm.
Peanuts? Ground almonds? They're called choofers?
Choofers?
Choofers.
Call them goobers around here?
Choofers.
Choofers?
Goobers like another peanut, except it's so much bigger, isn't it?
I don't know.
It's a very big peanut.
I saw an ad on the highway, goober growers, and it's this kind of fertilizer for, I thought for peanuts, though it might be the big kind of peanut.
But I think they grew them for swine. That's what I believe. I never saw them in the market to eat.
Mm-hmm.
You can eat them, but they don't have the delicate flavor that those Spanish peanuts have. Yeah. They put up toasted, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They are something really good.
Yeah.
They're good for you too, they're wholesome.
Mm-hmm. And if a boy looks similar to his father, suppose the father has big ears and the boy has big ears, you might say, that little boy, what, his father?
His father's double?
His father's double? Do you ever say he favors him?
Yeah, favors.
Uh-huh.
I heard him say he's a spitting image.
Spitting image. Suppose he acts like his father. What would you say then about him?
Well, I've heard some say this is his father made over.
This is his father made over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And a woman who helps at childbirth who isn't a nurse.
She's what?
A woman who helps at childbirth but who isn't a nurse. Old woman comes in and helps at childbirth. She knows how to deliver babies.
Oh. What is that? Maid?
You might call her a midwife.
Midwife, that's the word.
Did you ever call her a granny?
Granny.
Granny woman?
Yeah, granny woman.
Uh-huh.
That's the word you just about passed out.
It is.
A granny woman.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mostly say midwife.
Midwife and granny woman. The other days they called them granny women. Granny women, they never known as midwives or way on later. Well, they were back in the days of Moses when the Bible was written, they knew midwives back then, but not everybody follows the Bible, you know.
Uh-huh.
They have their own ideas about things.
And if a city person comes to the country, what might the country people say behind his back? Well, somebody comes from Savannah or Atlanta down here, what might the country people say about him behind his back in the old days?
Stranger, foreigner.
You ever say city slicker or
city? Yeah, city slicker, yeah.
City dude?
That's when he's trying to put over a deal.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
If a country person goes into town, what do they call him? What did they call him in the old days?
Hillbilly?
Hillbilly?
Is that a name for it?
How about this word cracker?
Cracker. You heard of cracker?
Is that a good word or a bad word? I mean, is that an insult or is it a...
I don't know how the people see the judges went that or not. Never heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
They got it like some other people that tell you, you know, in North Carolina. It's in the world between the states. They were being pushed back. And maybe they'd get some help, reinforcements, to repair the onslaught. They sent to make room, put some tar in your heels. That's tar just under the ship. You know?
Uh-huh.
They've been tar heels ever since.
Uh-huh.
They don't mind it.
How about Hoosier?
Hoosiers? That's known as the state of Indiana. That's their word, I think.
Yes. You ever use it down here?
They don't have to talk to anybody down here.
Uh-huh.
Let's see.